beginning the second parak of Mesilas Yesharim, parak Beis Beveir Midas HaZehirus. Hine, Inyan HaZehirus Hu Sheyihi HaAdam Nizhar B'Ma'asav U'V'Inyanav. The essence of Zehirus is that a person exercise great care in his actions, in all of his actions, and his affairs. Ma'asav and Inyanav, I would say Ma'asav means your specific actions, and Inyanav is a more general term, direction of life, your goals, your ambitions, that you need to have zehirus, you need to exercise great care, put thought into your specific actions and your overarching goals, ambitions, relationships, etc. Kilomar, what does this mean? Misponein umifakeach. Think deeply and watch. Because it's one thing if in the morning you say, these are the goals for my day. But who's making sure that that happens? Who's looking at your actions and seeing where they in line with your goals? So, misbonen umefakeach al ma'asav udrachav. Hatovim heimim lo. You have to judge them. Were they good or were they not? Could they be better? Levilti azov nafsho l'sakanasa ivadon. To not abandon your soul to the danger of destruction or extinction. Chas v'chalila. V'lo yelech b'mahalach hergelo ki iver ba'afela. Don't simply proceed through life following routine. Ki iver ba'afela, like a blind man walking in the dark. And the Mefarshei Mesilas Yesharim point out that a blind man in the light also can't see. Why does he say blind man in the dark? When it's dark outside and others can't see, then they can't help you. And if you don't think about your actions, what ends up happening is you don't take the advice of other people. You don't seek the advice of other people. So even if there are things that you can't help yourself, you don't benefit from the help of others. Ki iver, you don't see, and ba'afela, you're in a place where others can't help you as well. V'hine zeh, davar sha'asecha yichayvehu vadai. And this is something that should be evident. L'adam de'a v'haskel. Because a person has been created with the tools to think, tool discernment and the intellect needed to save himself from destruction of his soul. So why would a person want to close his eyes? It's one thing if you didn't have the tools, you didn't have the ability. But Hashem gave us the ability. Why wouldn't we want to help ourselves? Why wouldn't we want to save ourselves? One who closes his eyes, one who willfully just ignores our obligation to think about what we're doing, and you close your eyes, hinehu pachos me'abahemos me'achayos, asher b'tivam lishmor es atzmam, v'alkein yivrichu v'yanusim mikol ma she'ira lahem, heyosa mazik lahem. He says, then we make ourselves lower than animals and beasts who have an instinct to protect themselves. And for some reason, we don't have that instinct. We can protect ourselves, but we're choosing to close our eyes. V'haholech ba'olam o'bili hisponenus, one who travels through his world. Notice again, as he said in the very beginning, yisod ha'chasidus v'shorash ha'avod ha'timim ha'shi yisbar v'yis ametz etzal adam ma'cho vaso be'olamo. Everybody has their own circumstance. Everybody lives in his own world. V'haholech ba'olamo, one who travels through his world. Without considering, without thinking about whether his path is good or not, now he gives another mashal. He says he is like a blind person who's walking on the riverbank. You're walking on a dangerous area. You're in a dangerous place. And it's more likely than not that you will be hurt. Ki ulam chesron ashmir mipnei ha'ivaron ativi o mipnei ha'ivaron haritzoni, dahainu stima sayinayim bivchira v'chefetz echadhu. And now he explains why is he using the mashal a second time of a blind person. He said there's no difference practically whether one has chosen to close his eyes or whether one is unable to open his eyes. If you live life with your eyes closed, then we're living in a world where the sakana is atzuma, and we will definitely fall. And that's why a person has to make sure that they open their eyes. And opening their eyes means taking time to think. Where do I want to go in life? What are my goals? What can I do better? V'hine Yirmiyahu hayim is'onen al rov b'nei dor b'nei hayosam b'nei b'nega amida azos shahayu ma'alimim enea mima'aseim b'lishi asimu lev liros mahem halahe asos im lahe azev. This is what Yirmiyahu Anavi bemoaned the corruption of his generation, they didn't take time to think about their actions. He said his generation didn't sin because they didn't care. They didn't take the time to question their actions. They just followed their habits, merutzas hergelam. They raced along the path of life without ever thinking, is this the best way to do things? Can my actions be done better? Are my goals in line with what they should be? Belira ososa, they didn't see where their lives were headed, and that's what Yirmiyahu said. We will continue tomorrow.